bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I want to talk to you today about a couple things that are important to me. Now, the first thing that's important to me is that on Saturday, I need to see you at the Truth Summit. We're going to be talking to, first of all, we're going to be talking to Truth Hosts. And we're going to be talking about the things that they see that are important as it relates to education and health in Milwaukee. We have to start creating a, I don't want to use the word pipeline, but we need to start to create an environment for our youth to win. I'll be talking about some of that today. We're talking about companies that are moving to Milwaukee, and are we making our children ready for the 21st century? Nothing is going back to the way it used to be unless all of technology fails. AI, internet, protocol, cybersecurity, everything has to fail. And I don't think we're ever going back. And so because that's the case, we have to make sure that our children, black kids, white kids, Hispanic kids, Asian kids, if you're in Milwaukee, you need to be able to be in leadership in the next 15 years. And the only way to do that is to make sure you're educated. So I'm going to be talking to the Truth Host about that. I'm going to be chopping it up. I think Homer Blow's going to be there. Dame's going to be there. Kyle's going to be there. And we're going to talk about, and probably in some cases argue too, about what's important to us. Understand, Truth Hosts, can I go out on a limb, Zach, and say, I think Truth Hosts, Truth Nation, we love each other. Families are dysfunctional, and if you don't argue, you don't really care. This nonsense of having everything I talked about together, everything has to be nice and prim and proper, and everybody has input, and we have collaboration. Oh, that's wonderful. But at some point, somebody has to stand up and be the leader and say, yes, no, do this, do that. This is how we're going. This is the decision. And that is what we have to do for our children now so that they can become our age and make those decisions when we can't or better yet, when we don't want to. So at some point we have to do that. Then we're going to move on to the health divide. There's a story today I'm going to talk about. And yes, we may be talking about things that affect the Black community, but these things affect communities, especially Milwaukee at large. So your race doesn't matter, your gender doesn't matter, your ethnicity doesn't matter. It affects southeastern Wisconsin. We have to bridge the gap with healthcare systems. Too long they've gotten away with making money and making profit along with the insurance companies and not treating people properly, not morally, not ethically, and not physically. And when one doesn't call another one out, you're all bad. If you got 10 people in a group and one of them does wrong and the other 9 don't speak up, I look at all of you as having done bad. And in that instance, all of the healthcare systems have done bad. Because if you're truly nonprofit, which is the way that you carry yourself and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to your executives, then the least you could do is make sure your prices aren't so absorbent. But that's what you do. You charge high prices because the insurance companies are paying it. You get your cut. You get paid. Everybody gets paid. Healthcare gets paid. Why we let people who have healthcare degrees run hospitals and are not medical doctors is beyond me. Why do we pay medical doctors so much money? Why do we pay lawyers so much money? It's the system that was created, not them. It's not their fault. They're stuck in a healthcare system that pays them that. But let's say you deserve to get paid what you get. And that's part of my beef, but that's just how it is. That's the process. That's the system. Okay. It's not trickling down to the men and women who actually need care. We're treating symptoms. We're not curing. So we want to talk about that gap. And that's really not where the gap is. The gap is more money, better healthcare, less money, poor healthcare. And part of that is on the individual who doesn't go to the doctor but goes to the emergency room, doesn't go to the doctor but goes to urgent care instead of going to a doctor. And then we're going to talk about from high chair to higher education. How do we create an educational pipeline that's going to cause businesses to move to Milwaukee that are what? That are businesses that take people who are in the trades, takes people that are in business, and takes people that are in technology. That means all level of degree, all types of degree, technical, STEM, liberal arts, to work. Yes, everything is STEM, but there's something STEM can't do that a person will have to do. There's some things we need to be trained in because some people don't want to go to a 4-year college, but then they need to go to a 2-year college, period. Even if you get your certification and you make $100,000 a year, you still need that 2-year degree, or you are going to be boxed out of promotion, boxed out of different jobs, and that's going to be a problem. This is an opportunity for community voices, for thought leaders, for educators, for medical doctors, and you to come forward, address these key issues that are shaping Black Milwaukee. We're going to have open dialogue. We're going to have ideas that we want to turn into meaningful action and lasting change. I invite you to go to 1017truthsummit.com and join me at the 2025 Truth Summit.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 1017 The Truth. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Coming closer.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check and see. I love this really, really, really fast computer. Is it even changing? Goodness. Currently, it's 51 degrees. That's 15 minutes after the hour. 51 degrees, partly cloudy. Low tonight is 38 degrees, so not too bad. It won't be freezing, but it'll be a little chilly. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I get moving, I want to remind you that you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Just scroll down, click Watch Live. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show. So I love it when people send me stuff because images don't come through on the talk and text line.
And it's weird because some actually do show up.
Some show up, some don't. So I don't really know what you sent me, but I'm not going to say thank you because I don't know. I'm not going to say thank you because I don't know what it is. Be like, oh, thank you. What is that? Then it's a picture. You know, like, oops, I didn't mean that. You know, then you know, everybody be calling me, hey, so did you hear Dr. Ken got arrested for? I didn't know what I was opening. You get training on that. You should know better. Okay. Let me see. Hey, Kwanda, how are you doing? SE was number one in the chat today. LT is here. Mao, Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real. You ain't been hollering at me lately. Sincere usually be like disagreeing with me and stuff and didn't do nothing. Like, what's up with that? You don't like me no more? Okay. Didi said, good evening, Dr. Ken and wonderful Truth Nation chat family. And then everybody just said, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? They forget about me after they say hello. Because remember, I used to complain, hey, what's up, Sir Charles? I used to complain, y'all say hello to everybody else before me. So now they say, hey, Dr. Ken, and then they just stop talking to me for the rest of the chat. I feel bad. Makes me feel some kind of way. Not sad enough? Okay. 833-212-1017 is the number. So Trump signed the bill. They reopened the government. They threw a lot of little itty-bitty stuff in the bill. It ended the longest shutdown in U.S. history. Everybody's complaining that everybody else, it's everybody else's fault. You know, I listened to Sherwin some today, and everybody's complaining about what's in it. Everybody does it. Democrats do it. Republicans do it. Democrats did it, and Republicans did it. So no matter what, it is what it is. It's federal politics, and that's why it needs to change. So now, Trump signed it, and now we're here. He signed a funding package, reopened the government, closed it. House vote came 222 to 209 to pass a deal struck between Republicans and centrists, Senate Democrats that keeps the government running through January 31st. Yeah, it's 31 days in January, I think. Yeah, and ensures some key agencies will be funded remainder of the fiscal year 2026. The agreement ended a 43-day stalemate. This is from CBS 58. We'll also reverse the mass federal layouts that Trump had, paves the way for paychecks to flow, and resumes critical food and nutrition services. The bill signed capped a four-day sprint to pass the funding bill after eight Senate Democrats broke ranks to compromise with Republicans amid worries about the shutdown's widening economic consequences. So everybody has this scream and they're crying and all that. Whenever I look at news, I try to look at it from both sides and I try to look at it in an unbiased way. The problem with that is when you don't side with Democrats 110% of the time, you're accused of either being a conservative or you're accused of hating Democrats. They're, you know, because everything is in black and white. There's nothing gray, right? And it's unfortunate that we have a generation that can't live in gray, that can't understand that you take care of your family first, then you take care of your extended family, then you take care of your neighbor, then you take care of your neighborhood, then you take care of your community, then you take care of your country, and then you take care of the world. You don't jump to the world. Hey, I'll just take care of people over in, you know, Istanbul. No. Most congressional Democrats loudly protested the bill in the run-up to Wednesday's vote over concerns healthcare premiums will skyrocket without the subsidies, with only a handful of House Democrats voting in favor of the package. And back in Washington, for the first time since mid-September, Mike Johnson corralled almost all Republicans behind the bill, despite sharp complaints from some people over the contentious provision added by Senate Republicans that allowed senators to retroactively sue the Department of Justice for obtaining phone records during a Biden-era probe, potentially amounting to a major financial windfall for those lawmakers. So you have to get permission from the federal government to sue them. They just gave permission for the federal government to sue them. We got too many loopholes. Politicians take advantage of loopholes, and now that's what we have. Is it right? Is it wrong? I would say technically it's right. Is it moral? No. Johnson himself said he was blindsided by the language and said he didn't know about it until the Senate had already passed the package. That sounds like what Pelosi said. Sign it, pass it, then you can read it. He said, I was shocked. I was angry about it. Well, too bad. To win over conservative handouts, Johnson vowed that the House would take a future vote to strip that language, though it's unclear if the Senate would take it up. Republicans like Representative Chip Roy of Texas ultimately agreed not to amend the language in the current stopgap bill, since it would require the Senate to return to Washington, vote again, and delay the shutdown. So, but it is self-dealing. I mean, it would award senators $500,000 or more in damages for each violation by the government if their lawsuit is successful. The amendment appeared to benefit eight senators in particular who had been subpoenaed by the previous administration into investigations into Trump's first term and all that other stuff and all that stuff. So here's the kicker. You had eight senators who did this. You think they did this on their own? Absolutely not. But that's what they say when they go public. That's what they say. Meanwhile, has anybody gone back to look at Biden and the 1,200 people he pardoned? And use of that auto pen that just went away. And it went away because if you got to look at the auto pen for him, you got to look at the auto pen for Obama. You got to look at the auto pen for Trump. You got to look at the auto pen for Bush. You got to look at the auto pen for. So, yeah, And you know that you can't hold anybody liable for anything in the past that they did while president. Supreme Court was very clear in that. So y'all can drop the auto pen thing against Biden. You can just get rid of all that. I don't think you, as a legislative body, should be able to make a law allowing you to sue to get money from yourself. Because you represent the government. Is that fair? 833-212-1017. Is that fair? I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's equitable. I don't think that's moral. I don't. I think you're taking advantage of a loophole, as Democrats do too. Let's not get it twisted. As Democrats do too. And so I think they're all immoral in that particular thing. I don't know. Someone might be hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, but it's not my business. But at some point, that has to be fixed. I heard Trump was talking about we should vote to get rid of the filibuster so we can put all of his things in, right? All of our laws can be changed to what Republicans want. But then if Democrats take over, that, which has historically happened in mid-year elections, that would mean that Democrats would make our laws. And depending on what it was, Trump might veto it. But if they have the majority and they have enough of a vote and we don't have a filibuster, they'll just ramrod everything they want through. And it would cause havoc, just like if the Republicans did it. And so I think the filibuster needs to stay in the Senate so that we can keep any party that is in power in two chambers and the presidency. You got to keep them at bay. Or else they'll pass nonsensical law, all kind of crazy things. I don't like that statue, so we're going to pass a law and you can tear down Mount Rushmore. What? You know, stuff like that. That makes no sense. None at all. But that's what we're living with. We're living in a nonsensical world under Biden, a nonsensical world under Trump, and what nonsense is going to come after them? God only knows. Now, somebody said, Millicent said on the talking text line, Johnson wrote the bill. Johnson wrote the bill, but then the bill went to the other folks and they added stuff to it. So by the time it circled back around, there was extra stuff in it. And you know, it's so many pages that nobody really reads it. Well, you read it. I'm not reading it. You read it. I'm not reading it. You read it. And we go round and round and round. But in the end, it passed. And just like if it were Democrats and Republicans were screaming and crying and kept the government closed, guess what? Same thing. In the end, the only people that seem to win, or should I say lose, are the taxpayers.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tune in to the award-winning 1017 The Truth's Black Business Give Back Spotlight this Friday. That's tomorrow at 3:57 p.m. between The Tory Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Kyle Wallace will be joined by Charlie Mack, CEO of Hard Labor Entertainment. They'll be discussing Charlie's thriving clothing brand and how he went from an entertainer to a successful clothing designer by networking with the right people. So again, tune in to the Black Business Give Back Spotlight with Hard Labor Entertainment this Friday, tomorrow, 3:57 p.m., right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. 833-212-1017 is the number. Gary said, why are you still talking about Biden? Well, I'm not still talking about Biden. I brought up Biden. He said, Biden isn't in office. When Biden was in office and Trump wasn't, you didn't want to have any conversation about Trump. So, and I wrote him back. I talk about whom I want to. For what? And so, when you make a comparison, and usually when I make a comparison, I compare all presidents, Republican and Democrat, not just one. I'm not like you. I'm not dyed-in-the-wool Democrat or dyed-in-the-wool Republican or dyed-in-the-wool anything. That's just you. And I still have yet to have somebody answer the question, what have Democrats done for Black people? And I don't care about how you feel. I don't care about what you do. What have they done for black people? Because that's what counts. The one biggest thing that Democrats have done for black people. The one biggest thing that Republicans have done for black people. And if you ask a Republican that and they scream and holler, or if you ask a Democrat and they scream and holler, that means both of them are trash. Because that means that their eyes are not open to the actual world. Their eyes are only fixed on one thing. And it makes them feel good, but it really doesn't do anything. We have not moved forward when we had Democrat everything. You say we don't move forward when we have Republican everything. So what are you asking for? Republicans get in office, you walk away. Oh, forget it. Instead of going to the table saying, hey, this is what we want. Democrats get in office, you feel good, and you stand there and cheer. But then you don't ask for anything. Then you don't get anything. Did anybody talk to the county executive? Anybody talk to the county board of supervisors, chairwoman? Anybody talk to the mayor or the governor and say, hey, if you want us to vote for you, what are you going to do for us? Because I'm really not seeing anything in the neighborhoods in Milwaukee other than construction. And that was brought about because the Common Council overrode the mayor and put in $3 million to do construction in the city. Like, really? Really? But nobody questions it. They just feel good because there's a black man or a black woman. They're supporting you. And I'm complaining because I do support them. I'm complaining because I'm not seeing anything for black Milwaukee. And if you're going to do it, you got to don't hide behind this. Oh, I got to represent all people of Milwaukee. Except the problem is all the other people of Milwaukee seem to be winning and we're not. All the other people in Milwaukee seem to be receiving some type of benefit and we're not. To sit and listen, watch this. At least Tom Barrett. Huh? That didn't make no sense. Try again, George. Anyway, 833-212-1017 is the number. He said, you're going to get enough of trying to talk slick to us lawsuits. Huh? I talk slick to you because you talk slick to me. And if you can't take it, you should stop. I get hollered at, talked about, bashed, kicked around. Guess what? I'm a talk show host. If I'm willing to give it, I got to be willing to take it. But you can't hide behind it and be a keyboard warrior and say what you want to say and not expect somebody to respond. Okay. I see that one guy's on here. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm excited. I cut down my first Christmas tree and I set it on my front lawn here in Thurston Woods. Your Christmas tree is outside? So then why'd you cut? Okay. You could have just took a tree in your yard and put some lights on it. You killed that poor tree. Well, congratulations to you. That's pretty cool. I remember you saying how young you were. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Congratulations. That's what's up. 833-212-1017. By the way, I heard some breaking news that Jesse Jackson has been hospitalized. You know, he's 84 years old, and he's been hospitalized, and they're really not saying how well he's doing, but They're just reporting. You know, he lives in Chicago. Civil rights leader, Reverend Jesse Jackson has been hospitalized. The Rainbow Coalition announced last night. Jackson, 84, has been admitted to the hospital and is under observation for progressive supranuclear palsy, a neurodegenerative condition, which he has been managing for at least a decade. Family appreciates all prayers at this time. I remember seeing him when I was in Chicago eating at Lou Mitchell's restaurant on West Adams. Is it West Adams? Anyway. And he was getting into the car. I was going in. He was going out. I said hello. We talked for about 30 seconds or so. And you could tell his movement, you know, that it was degenerative and that it was affecting him profoundly. That must have been about right after he got diagnosed, because he was pretty ambulatory. He was walking under his own control. He was with a number of more people than he normally has. But yeah. So I wish him well. PSP is a rare neurological disorder which affects body movements, walking, and balance, and eye movements. That's according to the National Institutes of Health. It's caused by damage to nerve cells in part of the brain. Jackson, a protege of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who rose to prominence as one of the nation's foremost civil rights leaders and twice ran for president, stepped down in 2023 from the leadership of Rainbow Push Coalition, which he founded. We will definitely keep him in our thoughts and prayers. That was just breaking moments ago. So Chan said, yeah, Dr. Ken, you're right. You do all of that, or shall I say all of that happens to you. However, you dish out five times as much. Absolutely. 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 So he thinks that's going to make me talk to him on the radio? Dude, stop. Stop. And then he'll say, you didn't talk to me because you scared. Really? Okay. All right. I would say something, but I want to keep my job in radio. I really love it. I love being on The Truth. I love being in Milwaukee. I love Truth Nation. And so sometimes you have to be the bigger person and just let it go.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. What do you want, George?
Dr. Ken, my brother wasn't trying to talk slick to you. You was trying to talk slick to my brother. He was right, Dr. Ken. Even when I used to try, you tell people, no, we ain't talking about Trump. Trump ain't no longer in office. Oh, yeah, my brother was right.
I can change anytime I want, though. Like, can I? Just
but
like
you know
you
what,
can.
Dr. Ken, that's some Trump stuff.
That's some what?
That's some Trump stuff.
That's some what?
And ain't nobody hollering at you. Trump stuff.
Okay, you raising
you
your
know,
voice?
We try and call in. Y'all call yourself the truth, but it's only the truth that you want to hear. Everybody's truth ain't the same as yours, Dr. Ken. So
no
my
kidding.
My brother was right.
No, he wasn't.
Right. No. My brother was right.
If he
and
was right I
now.
Would literally.
You always want to be right.
I would do it.
You always want to be right, Dr. Ken.
Stop hollering.
And that's what
lower your voice.
Y'all change y'all show to
lower
a
your
way.
Voice.
Called the fake.
Lower your voice.
Called the fake.
Lower
you
your voice.
What to do, if you-
Bye. That's what I do. Lower your voice and talk like you got some sense.
Damn.
Because I'm not going to sit here and let you just holler at me. If you want to say something, that's good. The fact that I actually let you on proves that you're wrong. It's a talk show. Would you say something that you don't think is true or that you believe is true? Don't you think that you're right about it? That's why literally who? Everybody on the talking text line has come at me some kind of sideways. That's okay. Because I get it. That's what it's for. Sincere was hollering at me the other day like, you said something that rah, 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 rah. That's fine. I love to agree to disagree. But I'm not going to like bash you or try to call you out. And I'm definitely not going to raise my voice at you unless you raise your voice at me. That one guy. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I just want to explain myself. So that tree I cut down,
there was two
pine trees next to each other, and they were like, you know, it's a 12-footer. So two 12-footers next to each other.
You cut down a 12? Well, you know, that's right. Big. You do all the yard work stuff. So, yeah, okay.
They get big. So eventually, you know, when they get big, they're going to start fighting each other.
Dude,
so
that's twice my height. But that's twice my height. You cut down a 12-foot tree?
With a handsaw.
But then how do you put it in your yard? Like, what do you put it in?
In a trailer.
No, I get it, you know, but now you're gonna put it. You're gonna put it in your front yard and dress it up as a Christmas tree, right? So
I'm
then,
in the process
so what
of,
are you putting in? Do you dig
it
a hole?
To make it look like a Christmas tree.
I mean, do you like dig a hole, or do you put it in a stand, or what?
Yeah, I dug a hole, and I couldn't get very far because I recently found out that my front lawn is like hard, like very hard, hard dirt underneath, but. But I did use my land and stone that I have stacked around in my backyard. Kind of make like a chimney, and then I kind of just like staked it into it.
Okay. Because I would never know how to do that. Like, I would have to call you because I would never know how to do that.
It wasn't easy. It was pretty heavy.
Okay. Well, great. I think you just have a skill set that I'll just never have, so.
Well, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Take care. I'm like a handsaw. And then you stood it up in your yard, dressed it up like a Christmas 12 feet. Dude, I got trouble with that 6-foot tree that you get from the store that's fake that you put lights and bulbs on. So some people would get a white tree and get one of those revolving lights, you know, yellow, blue, and red or something like that, and it would go round and round, and it would change the tree. Like, that's me. That's me. I'm the fake. I think I've had, which is kind of weird. When I was poor, growing up poor, mother, two older sisters, small apartment in Chicago, my mother would go out every year and get a live tree, and we would have one of those stands that we had to put water in it. Because I remember, because she made us put water, we had rotating. You got to check it 3 times a day and put water in it in the morning. And we had to do that so it wouldn't get, you know, dry out and catch fire and all that. We did that for years. Soon as I got a house, you know what I did? Went and got a plastic tree. To this day.
Bruh.
To this day. I got a plastic tree. Quanda, I know you always side-eyed me, but I'm a contrarian, and I admit it, and I told y'all I was that. They said, Sir Chan said, Dr. King, really quick, I'm going to be totally unbiased and say that based on my observation and listening, which is biased in and of itself because it's anecdotal.
Bruh.
You have always been one to agree to disagree. Either you agree or you don't. There's no in-between. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You can simply not state how you feel about something. You can argue both sides, like I try to do. But that's the whole point. Quanda said, Quanda has a good point. No, she don't. Not really a city girl. Go somewhere and sit down. And then I can also argue that she does have a good point, because I'm a contrarian. I'm going to argue opposite of you, which will then infuriate you. That's what I said, and you said that was foolishness. Of course I did, because you said it. Had you said, agree with me, I would have went, but why would you agree with me? Part of that don't make no sense. Like, either way, I'm going to go back and forth, because that's how you have a conversation. That's how you talk. That's how you chop it up. And this, you know, conversations are not simple and perfect, right? You got 6 people showing up to a conversation between just 2 people. If it's 4, good luck. Think about that. You have who you want people to see, who people perceive they see, and then who you really are, all wrapped into one person trying to talk to somebody else with the same 3 people. So you got 6 conversations. You got 6 points of view going on. And again, y'all could be saying the same thing. But because you don't understand the same definition, you miss it. Kwanda said, good night, Dr. Kidd. You're giving me a headache. Good. Sincere say, it's all love, though. There's no need for any foolery when conversing, whether we agree or not. Absolutely. So Miles said, Dr. Ken, are you contrarian to be neutral? Yes. I most certainly am. I'm contrarian to be neutral because I want you to be sure that what you believe and what you're saying, you really believe and you're saying it. Many people call just to argue another side, and I can tell they don't really, based on their argument, they don't really. Because when you get all the emotional, when you are sure about what you know, you state it, and you're done. And I can say, all right, thank you. Or if I disagree, I go, I disagree because of this. And if you want to talk, fine. If you don't, fine. That's it. But for some reason, we have this thing that are you mocking me?
No, I'm just saying, like, when you start raising your voice and everything, then things, it's like, all right, now we're not being productive.
Now you're not being productive.
Now you're not standing on what you believe in. You're being too emotional about what you think.
And best advice I ever had came from a vice president at Concordia. I won't say her name. White female. She said, instead of countering what somebody else is saying, why don't you just say what you're saying? Let it stand on its own. Be brave enough to say, this is what I believe. If you disagree, I'm okay. I'm not changing. I'm not flipping. It is what it is. I got about a minute. The caller, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's up?
And the power in communication is being effective, as I always have to compliment Ms. Thomas. And as you said, stating what you believe and stating facts, because there are certain things that are facts. And one is, if you are a person who has 34 felonies, you stand alone when it comes to president. If you are a person who has a best friend who is a pedophile,
he throws in Trump no matter what.
Now, those are things, if you notice, when I call you, I don't call you stuff that you can ask me about most of the time. You know, unless it's true.
All right, thank you much. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the back and forth that you guys are having today. Keep it going. And have a good rest of your show, bro.
All right, take care, man.
Bruh.
He just had that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So watch this. Should it be taken as disrespect when you say I'm talking about one thing and somebody goes in and slides something in to talk about something you're not talking about?
I mean, the Republicans do it all the time.
Exactly. But we're not talking to Republicans. I'm just saying. But then when I do it, oh my God, we got to call you out. You're right about one instance. I'm talking about 5 years of a radio show. And you pick one thing. That one thing shows, okay. Sir Chance, LOL. Dr. Ken has no bass in his voice, just loud at times. But I'll get out of here. Man. Top 5 and 5 up next.